Okay, all right. So, issue 1484, make test fails when linked with GCC on Linux. What were you going to say about that, Theo?
So this was originally reported on the user group. Pretty much, if you link the standard library, it doesn't link because if you're linking it with GCC, because it requires position independent code. So like if you pass the dash dash pick, then it works fine, but otherwise it will not link. And for some reason, this works with Clang, but not with GCC.
I feel like we had an issue around something like this where Benoit made a change from some point in the past. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
No.
I feel like there was one for this. Hey, we only have 651 closed PRs. How long could it take to find? If I do a, would filters find something that says pick? Link libponyrt correctly with, here it is, October 24th. It's the PR is 1362.
1352.
So it says the normal version of libponyrt was linked even when compiling with dash dash pink. Now libponyrt dash pink. So this is at least something, this is in the vague general area. I don't know if it has anything to do with it at all. So it creates a libponyrt. Okay, so I guess what Benoit is saying is. So it should be linking it with libponyrt pick. Oh, okay. So before, I guess if you pass dash dash pick, it wasn't linking the pick version, and so that's why when you pass pick, it compiles. It's linking against the pick one. Okay, so not really related, but makes me understand it a bit more. All right, no, it's being linked with that, yes. So, see what's going on in here. Okay, so I see lots of if OS type is Linux around this stuff. But so this doesn't happen when it's Clang, right?
No, it doesn't happen when it's Clang, which is what's confusing me.
Okay, well, let's, I guess, okay, lines, let's see where line six, line, which one looks like a good one to look at? Yeah, 673 sounds good. I'm just going through here. So that's weird. It looks like it links both the pick and the non-pick one, but it only links the pick one if it's on Linux. Are you looking at the, is that, am I reading this makefile wrong?
Where are you?
I'm in the makefile.
Well, so am I.
Like client 673, for example. There's got to be something going on that I'm not aware of. Libraries defined. So, is an interesting comment on line 278. Says, we don't add libponyrt here. It's a special case because it can be compiled to LLVM bytecode. So I wonder if when it's clang, if it's not actually using that, if it, I don't know. But that special case comment makes me wonder what's going on with that.
Yeah.
And then every place it looks like when he did it where there's a, it's got both the libponyrt-a and -pick. I don't really know much about that. So that's an interesting one. That seems like a, let's see. It helps to use his name on GitHub. Prit Hans. All right. Well, Benoit seems the most likely to know anything at all. Just based on previous work. So I dropped a note on that issue for him. And let's see. See if he has any ideas or thoughts. Okay. So I don't know. Do we have anything else which is handleable between the two of us? We haven't had many issues lately or PR. There's a nice KQ a KQ PR, which it looks like it'd be close to be mergeable, but there's a couple things on that. I don't know. Have you had a chance to take a look at that, Theo?
Yeah, I did.
Does that look pretty good?
It looks good to me.
Alrighty. Well, a couple of changes. That's a Sean thing. We have one open from November 15th, the PR 1390, where we had some changes that needed to be made. It's kind of stalled. That's too bad.
I see it. Okay.
If K Crimson, if you're listening to this, come back. Some older stuff here. At a certain point we need to decide what to do with those. We don't really have much in the way of issues. We have those two. We have the segfault one, which let's see there a little bit from Benoit. Well, right then. I don't really know without some of the other folks here as well, what we have to cover. Gordon or Theo, anything you want to talk about?
Not me.
How do you feel about the WAF build system?
I have no idea what that is, but it's a terrifying name.
It's yet another cross-platform build system. It's all in Python.
What's it called?
I've just been trying to think about how to make things the same on Linux and Windows.
That seems like it would be really hard to do.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about WAF. I assume I would have heard of it if it was particularly popular. I assume it's not particularly popular.
No, there's a Yeah, not really, I guess. There's a couple of projects that are using it now. Let me see. Samba uses it now.
Wow.
Yeah, they list a number of things on their webpage. Samba is probably the the biggest one.
Do you have a clock that's ticking, Gordon?
Oh yes, I do.
But why does it? I don't want to derail the conversation, but there are pauses where it doesn't tick.
I don't know. It's maybe the resonance of the desk it's on.
Oh yeah, it could be because it just stopped. So I don't know what it was. I was asking it was going like tick tick.
Sorry tick. About that.
No, it was fine. What was weird was I was getting into the rhythm of it, and then every now and then there wouldn't be one, and it'd be weird. Now it's just stopped. I'm just like
that. No, I just took it off the desk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what it was. Maybe you moving your arms around or something on the desk like would mute it. Anyway, it was so regular, and then every now and then it wasn't. So what are the problems we have with the difference between where we have different build stuff for Linux and Windows? Not using the Windows one really, except for it runs in AppBear. I don't have any real idea behind that.
Well, I remember when at one point I did actually try installing Pony on Windows, and I couldn't figure it out. Like, because we use Premake, and
yeah, there's just a bunch of steps. The nice thing about WAF is it's in Python, and so you can have arbitrary Python code right in the build thing if we want to like download LLVM or something. But
so I'm not a Windows person at all. Watching me try to use Windows is kind of hilarious, and you would never suspect that I get paid to work with computers. Should the goal be to use the same system on Linux OS X in Windows, or should it just be to come up with a better build system for Windows?
Probably the latter.
Because, I mean, I think that could greatly expand the options. And, I mean, if the big problem is that, you know, installing on Windows sucks, then we should, until we have the problem of now it's really hard to keep them in sync, which hasn't, I mean, there's been a couple small things, but there's never, we don't touch the build stuff that much, it seems. Yeah. During the last year when I worked with it, I think there's only been like a couple changes, and most of those were relatively minor. I don't know. Here, let's look at the make file. November 9th, 31st. Yeah, there was that busy little period of where make clean was broken in October. There's that Pony RT one that was fixed on Linux. There was the broken test stuff. Somebody fixed the problem on BSD. The dtrace for Linux. Some stuff around. Yeah. I mean, we touch it every... it looks like almost all of the changes in here are either like we added a new LLVM or we fixed some problems that were there, but it's not like it was a Linux thing or it's an OS X thing, but I'm not really like that and Windows. So I think just, you know, potentially doing a different Windows one, like the pre-make thing got touched a little this year for a couple of things that crossed things, but most of it's like, yeah, I don't think it doesn't really look like they move in lockstep all that often, more than a couple times a year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, are there other build systems that would be better for Windows that folks would?
Well, we could just commit Visual Studio project files, and that would make it a lot easier. But that would require keeping. If you add a source file, then you'd have to add it both to the Linux makefile and to the Visual Studio files. So.
And does that mean you need to have Visual Studio installed in order to do that?
Well, you already do to build the.
Right, but no, but I mean, like, let's say I'm making a change which will be across all versions of Pony, and I add a new .c file or something.
No, they're XML files, so you could edit them on Linux.
I'm trying to imagine how scared I would be if I opened these XML files. I have no actual basis for that. Although most of the time when people use XML for stuff like that and I open it up, I usually end up being kind of confused and terrified.
Yeah. So yeah, I've just been in my copious free time just trying to think of a way to make it simpler on Windows.
Well, that's certainly one idea. I don't know. what do you think of coming up with a couple different options and emailing them to the dev list and see if folks have any feedback or not? We could collect and see if there is any feedback in it, and then discuss it at another sync based on what folks come back with. I think the most important part is that whoever is going to be using it on Windows, that it's simple and easy for them to use mm-hmm. without not having a high burden on, you know, developers to make changes, you know, for that. But I mean, I think if it's like here, there's an XML file, and you go here, and you need to add one thing in this one particular place. Mm-hmm. That's pretty straightforward. I don't know the level of work that would be involved in changing the XML files.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward, but yeah. Sure, I'll write something up and send it to the mailing list.
Yeah, I mean, I'm completely useless on input on what's a good thing. I have been toying around with the idea of getting a Windows machine and using what do they call it where they got Linux inside?
Yeah, they have a Linux subsystem for Windows.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I tried that.
Yeah, WSL, right? Was that yeah, and you know, and then the thing that stopped me from doing it was I realized that I have literally no idea how to basically do anything that involves work that I actually do on Windows. So while I'm fed up with OS X and kind of stuck in a lot of ways with it, and I'm like, ooh, I could use the Linux subsystem, get what I want, and then I can still have like the consumer apps that I want to use where there are Mac versions and Windows versions, and this will work really well. And then I started looking into simple little like utilities that I use for development and everything. I was like, well, man, I'm basically just gonna end up running Linux all the time with Windows around it. Maybe I should look at Wine and see if I can use it.
I don't probably a better option than the Linux subsystem.
I really don't know anything about Windows. Like the most Windows work I've ever done was I used to open PuTTY and SSH into things, and then I would do work on the Linux boxes. And my father had a Windows machine for a long time, and I learned how to remove malware.
Nice.
And that's pretty much about it, which meant I got to learn lots of fun registry tricks and whatnot, but you know, basic things like, and then every time I sat down in front of his computer, it had been upgraded and everything in the control panels was in a different place. And I don't know. And I would just get confused. So yeah, that was a really long story to say, I'm not qualified at all to have any input on Windows. Yeah, but that definitely seems like a good idea. Okay. Anything to make it easier. I've watched the stuff come through, you know, where it seems like it's very difficult, and I've been like, well, I'd love to help with that, but yeah, I don't have any Windows at all.
Okay, well, I'll play around with a couple more things and then write something up.
Yeah, I told Sylvan when he went off to work at Microsoft Research that meant that he had to be the person to like making sure everything was good for installing on Windows, but he's off like, oh, I'm working on the FSTAR compiler, blah, 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 kind of thing during the day instead of learning how to install things on Windows. That's what he should be doing. You got anything, Theo?
Nope.
All right. Well, we went through the one thing where hopefully Benoit knows something, and you got got the other PRs that are out there and waiting. And yeah, we'll see what happens there. I'm really excited for the one shot stuff when that comes in. All right. Well, then I guess we'll call it for today. Thank you both of you for showing up. Of course, when I start showing up to these again, then nobody's around. It is a holiday week though for most people, so that seems kind of reasonable. I wonder if it'll be dead next week as well. But we'll find out. All right. Thank you, Theo. Thank you, Gordon. And I'll talk to you later.
See ya.